Listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes five, six times when I'm talking to him, please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago, and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes, it's all on purpose, they hate America, they're Satanists, they want to bring us down, it's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth, and when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots, oh, they don't know what they're doing, oh, they're so incompetent, yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true, because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people, and all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it, and they believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed, too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way.
Immigration has increased in Europe and the UK. So has the crime rates. So has rapes, murders, molestation of children. It's very dangerous. And unfortunately, their cultures are vastly different to ours. We need to be extremely careful how we tread and integrate Islam into the West, if at all. But personally, I think that it's happening too fast and at such a huge number that we're unable to actually control it. And we should be able to control our countries. These are our countries, first and foremost. Brits founded America. They brought over Western values. They brought the Constitution. The UK doesn't even have the Constitution, unfortunately, at this point. They are governed by the Human Rights Act from the UN, but that does not protect free speech. So really, the only place in the world that Christians are protected and your free speech is protected is America. And that's why I say God bless the Constitution and God bless America. This is the best country in the world.
President Trump, send ICE. Send ICE. into Dearborn. These people have overstayed their visas. They're H-1B chain migration invaders, and they have come to this country to destroy our way of life. We know exactly your laws in your book about lying to our faces, pretending to be Americans, wearing your suits. We don't want you here. Want you
sure.
here.
Sure.
We don't want you here. I don't want you here. I don't want you here.
That's fine. Sure.
First, America only. God
Thank
bless
you.
America. Jesus is king. Jesus
right.
is king.
Thank you.
Jesus is king.
Thank you.
America wants us to do. They want us to cower. Christians, stand up. Stand tall. America, across this country, rise up just like we did today in Dearborn, in Texas, in Florida, and the rest of the country. Christ is king, boys.
You would think this is the Middle East. You would think. This has to be reversed. You would have never seen this 20, 30 years ago. It's in Italy. I mean, it's imperative we reverse all this, especially in Europe. This has, in my view, no place in Europe. Europe was built on Christian morals, teachings. If you want to bring Islam into that, you're changing what Europe is, fundamentally. Plus, you can't have... This is what people don't understand. You can't have two different groups of people that think differently living in harmony. You can look at, if you want to see how Muslims and Christians interact, look where Muslims and Christians live together. You look at North Africa, there is constant conflict and persecution based on religion. In France, Islamists commit terror attacks, kill people. Same thing in Ireland. There was a man who beheaded two gay guys. It's so foolish, this idea that everyone can live together in harmony. You have to prove that, because there are countless examples out there proving the opposite.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Deporting families after they've resettled here because their country is deemed safe is simply wrong. Could the Home Secretary tell us how the government determines what a safe country is, and will she publish the criteria? And given that she mentioned the DRC earlier, is she really saying it is a safe country over there? And will she also publish all existing returns agreements so that members of this House and indeed the British public can properly scrutinise them? I have done the reading and it's not in the detail.
Home Secretary.
Well, we already do safe country reviews, so we would seek to continue that. They are publicly available in terms of our position on different countries, and in fact mostly pass through secondary legislation in this House. I make no apology for a system that will privilege in the future those who come to this country through a safe and legal route rather than those who pay people smugglers thousands of pounds and end up in the north of France instead. And the point on visa sanctions is related to the fact that many countries do not comply with us when we seek to return people lawfully to their own countries. And this is just one of the tools that we have at our disposal to have compliance with those countries so that they do take their own people back.
Iqbal Mohammed.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Given the UK's historical and ongoing involvement in unlawful military interventions alongside allies such as the United States and Israel, how does the Home Secretary assess the correlation between these foreign policy actions and wars and the displacement of populations resulting in increased numbers of refugees and asylum seekers arriving in the UK? And what steps will her government make toward proactive peace-building initiatives and the restoration of overseas humanitarian aid, which could address the root causes of displacement and reduce the long-term pressures on our asylum system.
Madam Secretary.
Well, the government always plays its full part in peace processes wherever we can. We put our shoulder to the wheel on the delicate and diplomatic efforts that are required to bring conflicts to an end. But that is not actually what is relevant for what we're discussing today. We have a broken system today. We have thousands of people stuck in the system today. And we have thousands of people coming on boats through the north of France through reasons that are nothing to do with the British government. But we still fulfil our international obligations, and we will do so going forward as well. But I make no apology for wanting to move to a system where we incentivise safe and legal routes instead.
What's wrong with being 5 foot two, bitch?
Hey, fight me, pussy! Fight me, pussy!
Regardez ce qui va se passer.
Very clear internally, you can't hire white men, or if you do, there's a lot of friction to hire white men. I'll put it that way. Like, is it impossible? Maybe not, but you know, sometimes that was explicitly stated. It was certainly very obvious. You have to go out of your way to not hire white guys, and my sons are white guys, so I'm like, what am I doing? I'm building a company. I'm fortifying a future that is going to censor and exclude my sons from employment. Like, this is not the future I want to build. And, you know, as the scales sort of fell from my eyes, and like, I have to admit, like, it was convenient for me to not notice these things. I was getting paid a lot of money, you know, like, so I'm at the top of the list of people who need to reexamine their motives. But as I started really looking at this, I was like, wow, you know, a lot has come out. You know, recently a great book called Apple in China has come out, which is about the role that Apple has played in growing the Chinese economy. It's estimating, you know, possibly $1 trillion has been invested by Apple alone in Chinese manufacturing since 2008. That's a very, very big deal. You know, what's happened to our cities while China's cities have ballooned and with these new skylines?
This house. I pray calamity over this house. No one will steal my child and get away with it. No one will steal my daughters and get away with it. I pray fire over this house. Fire in this street. May calamity come. until my children are brought back to their borders. May this street never sleep. May they be dashed to pieces. I am the mother of Charo. I am the mother of Chaka. Uno, you shall die a painful death. Uno, you shall die.
A public school, but you can put a damn prayer room for the Muslims in the public schools and nobody says anything? You want to talk about hate? You want to talk about bias? That would be a sign of it. Meanwhile, the call to prayer five times a day in neighborhoods. Churches are closing. Can't ring the church bells, but you got the call of prayer. This is not integration. This is replacement. One subsidized apartment at a time. That's what's happening here. Then you go to Dearborn, Michigan. 110,000 people, more than half of them are Middle Eastern descent. Vast majority of them Muslim. The largest mosque in North America. The city council dominated by Muslim officials. They just named a street after a terrorist.
Muhammad was kicked out of Mecca around 622 AD, and he goes to Medina, which was a Jewish city, and the Jews let him in as a Muslim immigrant. He goes into the minority neighborhoods, begins to get a following. His following grows. He gets involved in politics, and he insists that the Jews make a treaty with him. Now he's a political leader. And then he allows his followers to rob caravans headed back to Mecca, and he becomes a military leader. And so within 5 years of Muhammad coming into the Jewish city of Medina, there's not a Jew left in the city of Medina. They were chased out, killed, or enslaved. And so it's a three-step process. Come in as an immigrant, go into minority neighborhoods and build a political following and get involved in politics. And then you have random outbreaks of violence that drive out the previous inhabitants of the neighborhood, and they take over neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city, country by country. There's a 1,400-year track record to watch this happening. I put it in a book called Whatever American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam in the United States. So crime going up is their goal. Why? Because if crime goes up in the big city, pro-family people and pro-small business people leave. Well, they're a higher percentage Republican. Who's left in the city? More people on welfare. They're a higher percentage Democrat. And so when crime goes up, the Democrats get a monopoly on city politics. And in election years, whoever wins the big city wins the state. Whoever wins the state gets all the electoral votes. Presidents elected by electoral votes. So this is their goal. They want to go into the cities and have crime go up so that the Republicans leave. If they win that big city, they win the whole state, and then they can take the country.
That we're here for a reason. I don't believe that it's an accident that all Muslims from around the world are here in the United States of America. You Muslims, individuals, I'm talking to each one of you, every one of you, brothers and sisters, to get this, that my responsibility to come here is not just to get a good job, not just to get a profession, not just to make money. Yes, do that. Get a good job, a profession, education, get all of that. But in the back of your mind, it must be to deliver the mission. And we got to spread this message to the American people. That's our job. We, as Muslims, must begin to challenge the status quo. You have to change the laws. She became the first Muslim in New York City, traffic control, wearing full hijab. She set the precedent. Others came after her. Why? Because she challenged the existing law. If you study all the great prophets, they never gave in, but they challenged the status quo. We have to start challenging the status quo. This is your choice. You go there and say, listen, I want a gas station, but I don't want to sell alcohol. Don't make me sell alcohol.
This is applicable only in an Islamic state and not in this country. How do I convince them that it is a universal law?
No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was total darkness, and the light began to change because the Prophet alayhi salam in his ummah began to implement step by step and step by step until we had everything.
Aankhein khuli ho ya ho band.
you got a 24/7 baby machine, so we can live out his picket fence dreams.
I know you guys come out here to preach, and that's no problem at all. The reason we've been called is we've got a report just saying that the volume of it was a bit loud and it was distressing some of the people on the high street. So we've just been asked to come out and remind you guys to be mindful of volume. So,
I don't want to speak on my own behalf. These two are witnesses, they've been here the whole time. Has the volume been loud?
No.
Get them on it as well. Has it been loud?
No. I think the issue that was raised was there was a couple of words that were mentioned, like suicide and the devil, and they said this was distressing some children that were around. So I think that was the main issue why they called us. And we just wanted to come and make sure everything was all okay. That's why we're here.
Well, I haven't mentioned anything about suicide.
No,
obviously, I mentioned the devil, but like, I haven't mentioned anything. Mm-hmm. As they're saying.
I'm just saying, I've been here the whole time, and that has not been spoken to. It's obviously someone who just is not wanting the gospel to be spoken. Yeah, and I totally understand that. Obviously, when we get called, we have to come out and make sure that nothing like that is happening, and also make sure all members of the public are okay.
I can honestly say, and this young man, he has such a gentle voice and a gentle delivery, a way of tipping over. And, you know, he's just been drawn to them. So, you know, I can assure you that everything is...
That's no problem. It was obviously fine as we walked up and see there's no issue. But all we'll do is leave them with reminders of the volume at an appropriate level and just be mindful of the topics. With it being so busy on the high street.
We always make sure the volume is less than the buskers.
Sorry?
We always make sure our volume is less than the buskers.
Yeah. Exactly. That's all I'd ask you to do is just be mindful of it. And that's no problem at all. Is there anything that we can help you with? Are you guys all right?
Right, thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay,
this guy was exercising his right in the United States of America to pray before a baseball game. They decided to do target practice. Thankfully, he lived, he was airlifted, and he...
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're f***ing
bored, come travel tonight. Take my hand, I'll show you the wild side.
Taking off.
% of 68.3 million, growing at 2.5% annually, significantly higher than the national 0.6%. Over half, 51% as of 2021, are UK born. Concentration is high in major cities. Birmingham, 30%, Bradford, 25%, and London, 15%. Key growth drivers include a younger population, median age 30 versus national 40, and higher fertility rates, 2.9 children per woman versus the national 1.44, accounting for 10 to 12% of all births. Migration contributes about 60% of growth. Muhammad was the most popular boy's name in England and Wales in 2024, over 6,000 with variants. Projections suggest the Muslim population could reach 13 million, 17%, by 2050, with models estimating a 50% share by century's end if current trends persist.
To the Western leaders, your borders are fading. Your disease is being sucked out, and the unity of the Islamic Brotherhood is taking form. The sons of Islam have already pledged that this battle is a battle of either victory or martyrdom. We reject your flags, and the call for jihad has started, and it won't be long before it is you that will be feasted upon.
You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before I work my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theultrasword.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I
like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
See that? No crash. Right. If you'll just try, you'll be hooked. We can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue bare minimum at thealexofstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones.